New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com. Thanks for joining me for another Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. Really appreciate all of you joining us. If you haven't done so, if you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please do so. Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and please rate and review the show. And, of course, you can find all of our programming, CannabisRadio.com. Before we get started with our guests here on the program, got to talk to you about the Buzz CRM. Stop juggling multiple marketing tools and ditch those the subscriptions you use to try to do your marketing, okay? You know you're trying to use different products, different social media platforms. You want to be able to have it all in one place. You're tired of just trying to go ahead and ramble around and scramble the gun, get your marketing and your messaging on the right platforms to make it look good. Well, what about if you had an all-in-one solution that has over 500 tools that manages every aspect of your marketing? So let AI do the work for you. You input it into human input, then the AI will help create emails, social media, personalized workflows, and you can connect with customers everywhere. And we have a unique missed call text back feature where you'll never miss a lead. So it doesn't matter what kind of business it is. You might have it as for a cannabis business, but let me tell you, med spas, e-commerce stores, retail outlets, storefronts, whatever it is, franchises, the Buzz CRM has you covered. It's a single affordable plan. You can go ahead and get your hands on and log in right now and sign up to learn more about it and find out how it can really give you the most bang for your buck and boost your ROI. The Buzz CRM. .com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Go ahead and sign up today. So there's a legendary brand that synonymous with hip hop music and also always been very much entrenched into the cannabis culture, the iconic brand of Death Row Records, which has over the years has been merging hip hop culture with cannabis. Do I need to go ahead and go through and talk about the legacy of this record company distributor that has put out and sold over 36 million albums in the United States, more than 50 million albums worldwide. Amazing, iconic albums. I was actually just talking to the person who helped us out to set this interview up today. The fact that I had Tupac's All Eyes on Me promotional copy from Interscope Records, and I sold it because I was strapped for money at the time. And I was a bustling DJ doing work in college radio and in pirate radio at the time. And I played all the records back in the day. And you talk about Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Tupac, the Dog Pound, among others that we can't even mention in the long list. Well, now we do have an incredible cannabis brand has come in, and they are focusing on premium products like Liquid Diamond infused pre-rolls, prioritizing quality, flavor, user experience. And this is part of where Snoop Dogg in 2022 took ownership of Death Row Records to create it into more of a multi-category cultural platform for music, fashion, entertainment, and cannabis. And with me right now are two of the heads from Death Row Cannabis, the head of product, Travis Shaggy Marshall, and head of cultivation, AK. I will not try to butcher the name. Gentlemen, thanks for being on with me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man. Happy to be here.
So now, both of you come to this space, great expertise, and if you can, individual, just tell me what it was that brought you into this. There's obviously we have all an affinity and you know, a real appreciation and respect for the brand that was built by Suge Knight and the team around. But what can you tell me about your entry into Death Row and into this culture here?
In and around Death Row Records started with cannabis and Snoop himself. I had a close friend of mine that that had some cannabis projects rolling with Snoop and some other things going back and forth. And that's kind of how I got in and around him. And then I met Shaggy through that same person and kind of started that whole direction over there. And the weed, honestly, is what started it all. Is just.
But let me ask you real quickly about what you've done in terms of cultivation, because obviously we know the Snoop Dogg's also worked in other strains, and there was other projects he did before Death Row Cannabis came to be. I know we've been hearing about him where he worked with Casa Verde Capital. There were various products he was putting in as an endorsement, or just putting his brand name onto those products. And for yourself, you come in where you produce some real sought after strains, and you worked for a number of companies. You also had cultivation you were seeing for cookies dispensaries across the U.S. So you did quite a bit of your own work, your own track record. And what is it you feel like that defines in the cultivation what Death Row Cannabis is and what Snoop Dogg's expectations are?
I think the definition really just boils down to quality. And I think that's what Dogg expects. I think, you know, just like the music and everything else that's come out on Death Row Records, like I think he expects the weed to be on par with that, just like any other product that Death Row Records has produced. And I think just, you know, putting the plant first from my perspective, from a cultivator's perspective, that goes a long ways, and it kind of carries into the whole thing. Like, that good weed is what brought us together, you know? So cultivating good weed and making sure that it's consistent and that you're coming through, and, you know, also making sure that not only the weed is good, but all the energy surrounding that cannabis is good and everything's made and done with good intentions, I think is also very important. And it takes a while, you know, like that took a while for me to build that rapport with their group and to be allowed to be, you know, blessed to be part of this team like this. So, yeah, I think it really just boils down to quality and making sure that you put the plant first and the rest will follow.
Before you became head of product, and you're also putting a real essential role in helping to make sure what strains are going to be brought in for products, but you started off as an engineer and you worked at Doggy Style Records. So it was Snoop's label. 1995, a lot of great records coming out of there as well.
I started working for Snoop and Doggy Style Records when I was 19. I'm 30 by now. Yeah, and I just kind of have always been around in the studio. And, you know, obviously we smoke a lot of weed in the studio, man. So I kind of...
Well, now the promotion going on from engineer to heading up the product. Like, give me that part of where that, you know, the time that came across that he trusted you to go ahead and say, oh, you know what? You take this, Shag.
So yeah, being in the studio, cannabis was just like a very pivotal part of the creative process. So we were always having flower and stuff, and I always had some pretty good flower, and I had a little bit of cultivation experience. So when people would come in and there would be different stuff, kind of I'd ended up being kind of like the unofficial QAQC for Snoop, and that kind of just evolved into when he took over Death Row Records, and he kind of started taking control of a lot of his own businesses. Cannabis was one of them, and I think that just our experience together and my knowledge of his likings of cannabis and like what certain types of strains he likes, as well as knowing like what the general culture is into at the time, and just always kind of having a good bead on good cannabis, I think it just kind of evolved naturally to be someone that, you know, he felt he could trust to be his proxy. When we go out and we go to different facilities, we check out their grows, make sure everything is all clean and on the up and up, and that the quality of the product is good, and it's something that Snoop himself would stand behind. And obviously, it's hard to get his exact eyes on that many things, so I'm allowed to come in as like a very good proxy to be his eyes and ears.
But I imagine that, you know, I'm almost thinking myself, flashback 2008 and Snoop's recording Ego Trip, and Essential Seduction is the next track you're going to put up. And I can imagine, you know, you're the one that's kind of like curating, okay, I need something to go ahead and take a puff off of before I go ahead and do this next track. And you're the one that says, I got something for you, Snoop. Here you go. And then you're one also recording the track. Is that kind of like how it worked out?
Yeah, I mean, it would just be, I mean, he got cannabis from several sources, you know, obviously he's Snoop Dogg, but yeah, I mean, there were plenty of instances where I was coming in to come to work and he said, hey man, make sure you bring some fire with you. And like, I would do just that.
But there's also an expectation. There's a level of what if you're going to come to him with it, you have to give him something that's really great. It just can't be just some run of the mill. I mean, it's been sampled so much. And then you also must, I imagine there were certain people that he would trust that would have the best flower to go and bring on in. I would imagine that's a good, so for certain couple of people he would trust, he don't have to go to the store himself and buy. It's like, who can bring it to me? And like, okay, provide, and here we go.
Yes, exactly. You know, and then just being out here on the West Coast, there's just so many, you know, so many good producers out here. This is where a lot of the greatest cannabis has always come from. So, yeah, being around Dog has been a blessing to be able to meet so many people and have good connections in the cannabis industry to get good cannabis, man. It's awesome living in California.
No, I agree. And the other part too, is that we're going to go to break right now here on Blunt Business, but stay with me. We're going to go and continue more of my conversation here with Travis Shaggy Marshall and AK from Death Row Cannabis. Stay tuned.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back to Blunt Business, powered by the Buzz, CRM.com. I'm here with Travis Shaggy Marshall and AK from Death Row Cannabis. With how California has been so opened up right now for adult use over the years, and what's available out there? I mean, what is it that you can tell me about? Because it's entrenched firstly in the California market, for the fact that there's so many other brands out there that are very synonymous, have real, you know, strong brand names. Snoop Dogg's, you know, the Death Row name has to come with something that's such a level that you're going to bring if you're going to come into the market. And when it did, what I want to know is just, you know, what is it that makes it, when you look at the obstacles of trying to compare and contrast what's in the market and how good you have to be in the market. Talk to me about that, about, you know, trying to go ahead and work the brand up to expectations, up to the levels that it should be.
Yeah. I mean, I can answer that. I think
you're okay.
I think the big part is like internally, our kind of joke amongst the three of us is, you know, our job is to unboof celebrity cannabis. At its core, like, that's what we believe in. So I think as much as Death Row is what it is, it's a legacy. It obviously has this connection to Snoop Dogg. And, you know, another thing that's important to note is, you know, Death Row is Death Row and Snoop is Snoop, and we're responsible for Death Row. So we try really hard to make sure that we keep the spotlight on Death Row and rock it that way. But the difficulty is it's kind of an uphill battle because there's been so many celebrity brands, including some from himself in the past that,
right,
that didn't do good. And the typical,
their name on it, and that's all it was.
Yeah. Well, it was just like, you know, you're basically paying a crazy amount of money for a fancy Mylar bag or a fancy jar with some trash weed that like does not match the bag, you know? So, our whole thing was like, let's not do that. So I think the three core consist, like, our core values are basically it's quality, value, and consistency. So you got to have those good things, you know what I mean? And that doesn't mean that the weed has to be $100 an eighth. You see a lot of crazy stuff, a lot of crazy, amazing producers in California that are still getting, a lot of money per eighth out here. And then you see also just like value brands that aren't getting so much money. And typically, unfortunately, a lot of times the value brands also have the connotation of like, well, if it's cheap, it's not good. And that's something that really, again, like, it all boils back down to quality for us. And that's something we've really focused on while we push Death Row out, is that no matter what price point that we put something out at, and we have three, for example, we have like, I hate to even use the term, but our quote unquote value brand is our East Sides brand. And that brand is typically like, you know, high quality still, sun grown flower or like indoor smalls. And it usually MSRPs for around $40 a quarter. So super valuable, super, you know, attainable. We want to make sure that everyone has access to it and that, you know, we're accessible, just like that, you know, just like the music was, you know what I mean? Even if you couldn't afford to go buy the CD back in the day, like, you could turn the radio on and record it on the cassette and you had the track for a little bit, at least, you know, like, it's all accessible. So,
but I always felt like some of the best brands I've seen out there, synonymously, have always had a value portion of the brand that makes it accessible for all people to go ahead and get their hands on. I've seen it as very much as a trend. It's very common. So, I mean, yes, I don't think it's downplaying how good the quality is, but I think it's one of the things, it's accessibility on Absolutely. Top of everything else. You want to have everybody get their hands on it to be able to enjoy. Now, as Death Row is a name, we could say there's been controversy mired around the brand, but we could also say there's a lot of iconic moments, a lot of iconic music, a lot of iconic things. And I think that's always what's been amplified with Death Row, and especially with Snoop Dogg being in front. Snoop Dogg being in front because, again, I mean, he's been so the exposure for him is a lot. See him in a T-Mobile commercial, see him in the Olympics, you know, and various other things he gets brought up in. And he's now become like that extra, that's the almost like novelty. Like, you got to expect him when everything involves. It's where it was, especially the whole thing after Martha Stewart and the whole collaboration. You get to see, like, okay, mainstream appeal. You would have never happened, you know, 20 years ago, but it is today. And the thing is that one of the things he's kept as he's created this mainstream character, as it's gone bigger, farther and farther, is the smoking weed doesn't change anything. It's still there. It's consistent. And obviously cannabis is normalized to all of us. So, like, it's the part that he's the generation now after Tommy Chong and Cheech and Chong that said, okay, look, we are approachable, we're likable, and this is who we are. That has not left. So in what you do right now, so there's various lines and various strains that you have through Death Row Cannabis. There's the Tupac inspired cannabis line, and it's a limited edition cannabis collection inspired by Tupac Shakur. Five strains, and consumers were able to go and vote for their favorite, and in order to go and create a permanent line. And you know, there's a lot of familiarity. And the thing is, you know, it's like anything Tupac now and what he comes back with. Talk about the
new year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Real, I imagine would be a struggle to go ahead and make sure that you put out the best way to go and have that come out and also pay respects to Tupac and his career.
Yeah. I mean, I think real quick, just backing up the original launch that you just mentioned with us, allowing to give the users a vote and everything.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, last minute, because of QA QC, we weren't able to pull that off. So we had to change gears real fast at the end, again, just to make sure that things, you know, came across correctly, and change gears. So, you know, that's unfortunately not how it ended up getting launched. So the pivot was, we basically just went to some classics that we knew after having some conversations with Snoop and, you know, Tupac's estate themselves, and getting a better idea of like where he was at with his personal preferences on cannabis. And you know, he's also very much like Snoop and an OG lover. So we ended up with a crazy OG from one of the legacy producers that we're close with. And that's what we ended up doing the launch with. And so, you know, as you can imagine, as you mentioned, like any of these shoes, whether it's Death Row Records, and then honestly, even more so for me, with Tupac, like, I'm not gonna lie, they're terrifying shoes to fill. You got to do it correctly. And I take a lot of personal pride in making sure that we do that correctly. And I think we did with what we've sourced and some of the things that we have upcoming for the Tupac stuff. I think it'll all really fit into, like, you know, who he was and what his vision was in a lot of ways in life. And you know, we're pretty excited to do that, but it's always scary stepping into those shoes, you know?
Totally. And right now, if you want to go if you're in the Los Angeles area, you want to go ahead and sample the line of this Tupac Shakur, this signature line here. There's the dispensary Smoke Weed Every Day, SWEDLAX, in Los Angeles on Centinela Avenue. If you want to go ahead and look for that. We'll be back here with Travis and AK from Death Row Cannabis here after a short break here on Blunt Business. Stick around.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back to Blunt Business, powered by TheBuzzCRM.com. I'm here with Travis Shaggy Marshall and AK from Death Row Cannabis. I also wanted to just find out in terms of the quality, because now there's one thing about the strains that you might have enjoyed and that you've kind of worked on, AK, for yourself among various different outfits, and Shaggy amongst the ones that you've consumed and you worked along and collaborated with Snoop Dogg all these years on what would be best. Now, there's a difference between what's the personal enjoyed lines or strains, but then there's the ones that you had to put out for the public to go ahead and sample. Tell me about the difference where you wanted to go ahead and say, okay, what do we want to make sure that the people get their hands on versus what might be against our normal, our own personal taste?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, one of the main things that we like to stand behind is whether it's something that is on our top shelf or whether it's something that's our quote unquote value tier. It's all stuff that Snoop would smoke on personally and does smoke on personally. So for us, it's our bead on what's going out is to get things that are also relevant to what Snoop is smoking on. But then also, like you said, our personal tastes and his personal tastes don't necessarily always reflect everything that the public likes. So one thing that we just like to stand on is that we do our due diligence on all of our QAQC. And as long as everything meets the marks and, you know, it's got a good terpene content, a good THC content, and it burns clean and it's a good quality product, we just try to put out everything that we can so that it can be accessible for everyone. So that there's something for everybody in every price point. But then as well as in every price point, we do, you know, 2 to 4 flavors so that there's also a diversity in, you know, strains to pick from.
Yeah, I mean, kind of drilling down into specifics on your question too, I would say, like, you know, the typical go-to is always going to be an OG for, I think, for most of us, definitely for Shag and Dog. Dog, that's like his favorite thing in the world. No matter what you bring him, like, he'll prefer the OG if it's bomb over everything else. But as far as things that, like, we put out to make sure that the public likes, there's a couple examples like that. One for me personally is a very popular strain that I don't like at all, is the Biscotti. Biscotti is a super popular strain. But the thing is, as I'm tasting and selecting, like, if I taste that flavor, I'm like, I don't like tomatoes either, man. If I taste that same like flavor, I'm just like, nope. Then I know for a fact that, like, all right, cool. A lot of my friends are going to love this. And I think that's a huge part of being able to select and in cultivation and all the way up through marketing, you know? So that's one example just on like regular just strains. And another thing too is like, you know, we put out the infused joints that you mentioned. Look, I'm all for having a great joint that rips, but personally, like, flavor infused products aren't really my get down, but people love them. Dog loves them as well. So like, we make it happen. You know what I mean? We're not here to gatekeep. We're here to provide just what people are asking for and just make sure that it's the highest quality at the best value. And, you know, and just
keep it on. I know the website is, so we're going to warrant in terms of what you're going to have and make available. But initially what you're seeing at the Smoke Weed Everyday dispensary is what people are going to be able to find on the website eventually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, also, I want to make mention for those that are going to be in Los Angeles that SWED is in Inglewood, and strategically, it's actually between SoFi Stadium and LAX, the airport. So if you're a tourist, you're coming in, go ahead and visit the folks there. Definite tribute to South Central LA. Flowers, edibles, concentrates, and topicals. So what can you tell me about the line of products that people will get a chance to go and learn more about? What is it you have right now in the works that you're getting ready to go and put out to the masses?
So what we currently have right now is our East Sides product.
Okay.
So we got East Sides product. We've got our original pendant bags that are out, and then we've got our high-end jars and our infused joints. So East Sides products, you're going to get the best bang for your buck type of deal. Those are the ones I was saying. MSRP is about $40 on average for a quarter ounce. Those are great. Great quality, great value. Our pendant bag is just your standard good old $40 eighth, but it's fire. So it's usually dank. We got a good rotation of like OGs, some biscottis, and candies usually rotating through there. And then our high-end line, usually MSRP is right around $50. And those guys are going to be like more exclusive stuff, more candy stuff. For example, we just dropped another drop from a friend of ours, basically, and it's called Pink Pineapple, but it's a unique pheno. Nobody else has it right now in LA or otherwise. And it's like a real candy, like Skittles, sweet pink pineapple kind of flavor thing going on. That's why we ended up calling it Pink Pineapple. But that's where you kind of see like the more exclusive high-end stuff. And eventually, like, you know, in the background, we're working on creating an entire exclusive menu so that, you know, anywhere you go in the world that Death Row Cannabis is at, you'll be able to get this menu. But you know, that takes time. So we've been grinding away at it, and we've probably got another, you know, 6 to 12 months until it's fully rounded out and on like a solid cycle of having new stuff consistently and having some staples locked in across the world. So
Now, what I also want to ask too is, you know, obviously the Death Row Records icon, just the, when you look at on the shirts out there, red and black, and it's been out there, you know, the electric chair and all the whole feel that you see with it, when it comes to knowing that a lot of kids and a lot of people of different generations are buying iconic shirts, music, whatever it is today. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, it can be something from the 90s, 2000s, whatever it is, but there's a lot of merchandise right now that's being sold, clothing and other likes that go back to things like Death Row. So now creating the Death Row Cannabis brand, you now have a whole new set of merchandise. And I see that in the store there. It's in a really black and green setup, but also it's that same iconic look and you added more to it. So talk about the merchandise, because obviously it's, you know, it's timeless. People will still buy it a lot these days. And what it was about designing for the Death Row Cannabis brand and getting it out to people to start, you know, getting that part of their wardrobe.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think as far as I know, I think we're the first ones to really make like a heavy edit to that classic logo. And I think the symbolism in it is pretty strong. If you notice, like on the green and black shirt that you pointed out, or just the Death Row Records cannabis version of the logo, I think it's important to note we left it as Death Row Records instead of Death Row Cannabis, just because, you know, we wanted to keep that continuity with the brand. Like, it's just a different level of it. And, you know, with the censorship online these days too, it's a lot harder to rock a t-shirt on stage that says cannabis on it than it does say Death Row Records on it. So,
yeah.
You know, from that angle, we decided, you know, for a couple of reasons like that, to keep it like that. But the real symbolism is in the guy in the, you know, the electric chair's hand being broken free, and he's got a lit joint in his hand or blunt with every leg, and he's got his hood peeled up and he's taking a rip, you know, and that's kind of just to show that, hey, like, you know, kind of cannabis and in the so-called war on drugs, like cannabis has been on death row for a long time. And as an industry and as a culture, we've been fighting, and, you know, it's kind of like, you're not gonna keep us down, dude. We'll break free and end up smoking. And, you know, here it is. So, you know, it's heavy symbolism that we kind of subtly put in there to just show that difference. And people notice it right away, you know, like,
oh yeah.
Like you said, you know, how many Guns N' Roses and, you know, other shirts like that
from Nirvana. Oh my God. It's a lot. Yeah. I've seen Death Row Records out there. Like, you young kids are like, okay, do you hear the music? You know what it is, right?
I know the music, like, but then
can you name who they are? Come on.
Then. Yeah. When we just had the sample shirts and we'd be walking around with it, like, people would stop and stare at you and be like, what the hell? Like, they noticed right away and they can tell that it's legit. And because of typically, you know, who we were with or whatever, they know that, like, we're not just somebody that's pirating the logo, you know? So it's really cool to see the reaction to that. And I think people also enjoy, you know, it's almost like the vape pen of weed clothing, where it's like, it's super slick, it's super nonchalant, but it's also very in your face about what it really is, you know?
Yeah. And the other part I got to tell you is that, you know, the hip hop culture being kept West Coast by what you're doing with Death Row Cannabis. When it's true, this is like, you know, I always feel like we're the music that kind of like the legacy that's always brought on, and, you know, new generations of artists coming in, it's kind of just slowed down. But there's something about Death Row that just still is consistent. It's timeless. It remains. So the brand is still as strong as I think as it ever has been. And now the fact that Cannabis Brand's here, obviously, it's just an extension of what you would expect that Snoop Dogg would do and do to bring this in. And the people he's brought in, when it comes to Tiffany Chen, their CEO also being brought into the mix, and both yourselves, you've put out a good thing. Now, what happens next? What can you tell me next about what comes to the website and what people will see in 2025? Can you give us a preview?
Yeah. We got a lot of cool stuff coming in 2025. The first thing is we're going to just expand our product line. So you're going to start seeing edibles from us, both, you know, distillate and live rosin, full spectrum edibles are going to start coming out. You're going to see us step into the vape world. Same thing there. We'll have the distillate side of things and live resin, live rosin. So, you know, the full spread there as well. And you're going to start seeing us open up in a couple of more states. We're going to be going live in Washington State, Nevada, New Mexico. There's a handful of other deals too that are on the table. So you should see expansion and, you know, at least 5 or 6 states by mid 2025 as well. And then the big thing is we've got a lot of really cool genetic stuff going in the background. You know, we've been blessed to be able to build this thing brick by brick. And we're doing it right in the background. And in the meantime, just, you know, making sure that we're putting out quality. But our ultimate goal is to have our own menu curated, bred, grown, everything by ourselves. And I think 2025, you're going to see the first glimpse of that with our project with Sensi Seeds. So Sensi Seeds is, you know, known as the original seed bank.
We're familiar with Sensi Seeds. They're great. Yeah.
So those are our guys. We love those guys. We're doing a project with them right now where Shag and I have actually gone over there and helped do a couple of pheno hunts. You know, I've got a nice collection of genetics here. They kind of fall back into the West Coast vibe and just classic Cali stuff. And obviously, you know, they have legendary genetics that they've been holding since the late 80s and before. So we're working together on a couple of collaborations. We're going to be part of their breeding grounds project. So we're very excited about that. And, you know, for me as just like, as the cannabis nerd, like that's where my heart's at. I'm very excited to dig through this and really, you know, select and build a true library for Death Row Records. So, you know, 2025 is going to be the year that all that comes out into the light and everyone gets to enjoy it alongside us. So pretty excited about that.
Fantastic. So again, been here with AK and Travis Shaggy Marshall with Death Row Cannabis. Website for Death Row Cannabis is deathrowcannabis.co, deathrowcannabis.co. And also, if you want to go ahead and publicly go ahead and see it all for yourself, go to the store, Smoke Weed Every Day, SWED, again in Los Angeles. And website for that is swedstores.com, swedstores.com. Look for all of it over there. So, AK, Shaggy, thank you both for being on here on the program. I really appreciate it. And happy holidays to you and yours.
Happy holidays. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com.